This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Affairs Minister of Chile Alberto Juan Claverén will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Apart from this, Mr. Claverén will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile has arrived in New Delhi yesterday. Chile is a key partner of India in the Latin American region. The forthcoming visit of Minister Claverén will provide both sides an opportunity to review the progress in bilateral relations and explore new avenues for cooperation, further strengthening bilateral ties. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. In an official statement, the Lok Sabha Secretariat said, those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send two copies, either in English or in Hindi, to Joint Secretary Lok Sabha Secretariat, and they can also email to jpcwaqflss@sansad.nic.in. The suggestion should reach within 15 days from the date of the publication of the advertisement. The Waqf Amendment Bill, which was introduced in Lok Sabha during the budget session, was referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament for examination. The committee is scheduled to report on the bill to the House by the last day of the first week of the winter session of Parliament this year. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has called a 12-hour band in West Bengal today to protest against atrocities by police on students demonstrating against the alleged recent doctor rape and murder case in Kolkata. The protesters and BJP were demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and arrest of those involved in the rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. The violence in Kolkata has been reportedly yesterday during a student march, Nabanna Abhiyan, called the Chhatra Samaj. Meanwhile, the government of West Bengal has informed that all transport services will run on the road, including the privately operated buses. The state transport minister said that if any taxi or private bus is damaged in the strike, the state government will give the compensation. Our correspondent reports that the suburban train services are getting affected by the strike in Sialdah and other places in the state. However, government buses, app cabs and private cars and taxis are running normally in Kolkata and other places in the state. In a major development in the Malayalam film industry, actor Mohanlal resigned as the president of the Association of Malayalam Movie Artists, AMMA, today. This decision comes in the aftermath of the Justice K. Hema Committee report, which detailed rampant harassment and abuse faced by women professionals in the industry. The report describes severe discrimination and challenges that women in the Malayalam film industry endure, triggering widespread outrage and calls for accountability. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours with prediction of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad, Vadodara. Relief and rescue operation is underway in the state, with over 23,000 people living in low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places and over 1,600 have been rescued. Meanwhile, widespread rainfall occurred in Gujarat during the last 24 hours. In Bihar, thousands of people have been displaced due to flood conditions in Bhagalpur, Munger, West Champaran, Khagaria, Katihar and some other districts. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in western, central and coastal parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. The agency said that deep depression over Saurashtra and Kutch and adjoining North Gujarat has moved westwards. Under this influence, Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch, Rajasthan, Maharashtra are expected to witness very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall till 31st of this month. Jay Shah, the current Honorary Secretary of the BCCI, has been elected unopposed as the independent chair of the International Cricket Council. Mr. Shah was the sole nominee for the chairmanship. He will assume his position on 1st December this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.